Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
When everything is falling apart, when everything is being put to the test, the true worshiper bleeds worship to the Lord. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, the family continues with the topic of worship. Because this is a two-part series, we would encourage you, if you haven't heard part one, to listen to that podcast first, because it lays the foundation for what the family discusses on this podcast.
What if you don't feel like you can worship? What if you are in a place where you are devastated, where you are hurting so badly you can't do anything? When you can't do anything else, bleed worship. If you can't do anything else, because everything else is falling apart, everything else is being put to the test, you have nothing in your heart to give to the Lord, you feel like you can't give anything else, then just worship. Just start singing a song. Just start singing something and just worship. It will dispel it. It may take time. It may not be easy at first, but the Lord will enable you to dispel the thing that is bothering you. But you are in control of your worship and your heart before the Lord. And you can worship at any time, in any place, in any situation, even if you don't feel like doing anything else.
That's another thing about worship, is the fact that it's one of our weapons against the enemy. Mm-hmm. He's going to come and he's going to be accusing you. He's going to be thinking you don't feel like doing anything. That's a distraction. You worship the Lord, and that will break.
Yes.
As you reach in with all of your heart to the Lord.
Right.
And so it's one of our offensive weapons that we have. It's just something that you can do, and you don't have to take what the enemy's giving you.
Right.
Thinking that he's covered the sun and you can't see the Lord. No. You worship, and he can't stand in that presence.
That's right. That's right.
And by doing that, you will reach into the
yes.
Lord. It will dissipate from you the attack.
Scripture tells us to worship at all times. You go back to Deuteronomy 6, where it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might." You can replace that with, "You shall worship the Lord your God." And with what you're saying, Deb, in all things give thanks. And so that is an attitude of worship. Job was not real thankful necessarily, but he became very thankful. And there are so many examples. David constantly was in an attitude of worship. Read the Psalms. If you want an attitude of worship, read the Psalms. I asked one of my coaches at one point, and I said, if I don't feel like worshiping, and the heavens are like brass, and it's like I can't see, I can't think, I can't do nothing right, what happens if I worship? He says, then God will meet you, because he will be in that worship that you give him.
Many times we come to that point where words won't come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's worship. You're feeling with your spirit, and words won't come out. You'll feel something leaving your being, and it reaches to him. And that in itself is probably the most pure worship that we can offer, because it's offered in silence. and it's offered from the depth of our spirit. It's not mixed with flesh or soul. It's pure spirit. That's the thing that he desires. And it's amazing how you can reach that one of two ways. And that's out of a desire in your heart and out of a joy and a thanksgiving that you're just so filled you can't speak. Or like you said, Deb, when you're at the bottom of the pit and there's no way up, you can reach it there too, to where words are not important anymore. It's that spirit-to-spirit connection that you just let it happen.
All he wants is us to worship. And you know, Ed, what you started off with earlier in the music, it gets you into an attitude. And if you set your heart to worship and you go through music, then by the time you come to a certain point, it's like, I don't want to sing no more. I don't want to talk no more. I just want to sit here and bask in the presence of the Lord, because it's an avenue to get you to that place where you're in an attitude of worship and you're in his presence. And my gosh, we need to know how to recognize his presence. But it's that still small voice. This is the way, walk ye in it. One of the things that we talked about before is the rest of the Lord, the resting in his presence, that he is able to be God. But if we don't let him be God, then he can't be God to me. If I have resistance, he'll do exactly what I want. If I resist him, he'll go away. If I want to invite him in, he'll come in. So it's like people have their own little boxes. Maybe some people have big boxes. And God will fit in those boxes that you create for him. But I want to break open those boxes and allow him to really inhabit this earth because of the praises of the people that are reaching in to know his presence and to worship him, no matter what circumstances anyone is in.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.